The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Shall we have another tiny little thought for the day? Yes? Yes or yes? Yes. Okay, tiny little thought for you for the day. Where did this man get all this? They said to him in his native town. Don't we know his mother? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Doesn't he live around the corner? Where did this man get all this? And Matthew says, they took offense at him. Now the word for take offense in Greek is scandaliso. And you can hear the root of the word scandalize in that. Jesus scandalized people up and down the coast. Jesus didn't scandalize people the way our celebrities and politicians scandalize people, but still, he healed people on the Sabbath. He told them to eat his flesh and drink his blood. He told them that he was the Messiah. He even told them that he was God. Scandalized people up and down the coast. However, the interesting thing about the word scandalizo is that it literally means to be ensnared, as if to be caught in a trap. You want to know what caught Jesus' townsfolk in the synagogue in a trap that day in Nazareth? It's that Jesus was so ordinary. He lived around the corner. They knew his cousins. They knew his mom. You know, they knew Joseph. He's the carpenter's son. The Messiah is supposed to be somebody who comes riding down on the clouds, throwing thunderbolts and lightning. This is too ordinary. They were scandalized. They were trapped. And here's the message for you for the day. If you're not careful, you're going to be trapped too by God's ordinariness. A good spiritual life is a very ordinary life. And that is because ordinary life is charged with the presence of God. If you don't learn to find God in blessed ordinariness, you will never find God at all. And people get trapped by always trying to escape the ordinary. If I can be somewhere else, with someone else, doing something else, anything else than what's ordinary right here, well, then I'll definitely make great spiritual strides. Watch out. You're going to get ensnared. How do people try to escape? There's all kinds of ways people try to escape. Sometimes really well-meaning people, devout people, the kind of people who go to daily mass, they learn about, for example, the vision of Jesus over here, vision of the Blessed Mother over there, something that's tremendous, something that's extraordinary. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes that stuff is perfectly legit. He really is Jesus appearing over here, or Blessed Mother appearing over there. But you know what? Sometimes people fail to realize that the real message God has for them is in the readings of the day. And that's where they're supposed to give their heart to, but they run from that because it's so ordinary. Some people try to escape by constantly searching for the perfect parish. They may want a different preacher, they want different music, but constantly searching for the perfect parish, constantly searching for whatever will please them. Be careful of running away from the ordinary place in which God has put you. This is one of the great benefits of the monastery. When I was in the monastery, the greatest surprise is how hard it was to be constantly faced with the ordinary. You're in a cell, you can't leave, there's no distractions, it's just you and prayer. I think I mentioned to you before, one of the monks told me it's like being buried alive. He says, some days I want to rip this place apart brick by brick just to escape. You're like that too, whether you know it or not. And to some degree, if you can't get into the monastery, you got to get some of the monastery into you. You got to learn how to stay put in life. If you don't sink deep roots, you'll never bear good fruits. This desire to escape, it's a kind of spiritual immaturity. Remember this, God has you in this time, not in another time. He's got you in this place and not in another place. He's got you with these people and not with other people. And he's got this all for a reason. This is where you're supposed to bloom and grow. If you constantly uproot yourself, you will find only discontent, and you will discover that you become an expert complainer. They always do. God loves to work through ordinary things. He formed man out of the dust of the earth. Go and meditate on that one for a minute or two. Formed you out of the dust of the earth. How ordinary. Jesus himself, right? The guy around the corner. The Messiah wasn't supposed to be like that. How ordinary. I love to think about the Blessed Sacrament. 99 out of 100 people walk right past the Blessed Sacrament, failing to recognize what it truly is because it looks so ordinary. Be careful you don't get trapped. Don't get scandalized by the ordinariness. Keep your eyes on the Lord and see what he's doing. He will not fail your trust. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Eusebius, pray for us.